Elon Musk has issued his starkest warning yet about the election, which is now in just 34 days, saying that very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only way to save it. And he goes on to explain that even if 1 in 20 illegal aliens become citizens per year, which, of course, all of them will become citizens over the next 2 years if the communists win, says something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible. That would be about 2 million new, quote, legal voters in 4 years. The voting margin in swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means if the Democratic Party succeeds in winning this election, doing things you're not supposed to say on the big tech platforms in order to declare themselves the winner, starts with an S, ends with an eel, there will be no more swing states. Moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It is a surefire way to win every election. He says America then becomes a one-party state and democracy is over. The only, quote, elections will be Democratic primaries. And this has already happened in California many years ago following the 1986 amnesty. The only thing holding California back from extreme socialism and suffocating government policies is that people can leave California and still remain in America. Once the whole country is controlled by one party, there will be no escape. Everywhere in America will be like the nightmare that is downtown San Francisco. In fact, for many years now, illegal aliens have already been able to vote in American elections. This is not some fake news from the Russians. This is not an urban legend or a conspiracy theory. This is the Los Angeles Times. Non-citizens are banned from voting in federal elections, meaning they're not supposed to, but not some local races.
The federal government only allows U.S. citizens to vote in federal elections, and all states only allow citizens to vote in statewide elections. But it's more complicated for local races. Ballotpedia lists 17 municipalities that allow non-citizens to vote. Of those, a Verify analysis found 13 permit some undocumented immigrants to vote in certain local elections, including D.C., San Francisco, Oakland, and 10 municipalities in Maryland. So, yes, undocumented immigrants are allowed to vote in some local elections.
The economy and the border are the two biggest issues that Americans are concerned about this election. And everybody already feels the effects and has for a long time the effects of inflation. Everybody knows about the housing crisis. The rent is too damn high. But many Americans still are unaware of just how bad the border crisis is. Their head's been buried in the sand. They don't follow politics. They just play video games and watch sports or scroll through Instagram. But now, as we're approaching the final 30 days of the election, it's time to tell them about things like this.
The Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington. You believe this, Sandra?
Which means they are here and
they've been here for many, many years. And old Joe and Camelface have welcomed them.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
And in order to complete their plan to destroy the United States, they have to first destroy the Bill of Rights. And this from The New Yorker, one of these big elitist publications over there in New York. This is serious. This is not a parody article. This really is from The New Yorker. It's not a meme. Is it time to torch the Constitution, they ask? Some scholars say that it's to blame for our political dysfunction, and we need to start over. What they really mean is it's to blame for them not being able to complete their agenda. It's to blame for keeping the government in check, despite the overwhelming corruption and the loopholes and the Democrats basically ignoring it, it still is keeping them somewhat at bay. They're particularly upset about the First Amendment, which they have been trying to repeal for many years, and using the big tech companies to censor on their behalf, of course, violating the spirit of the First Amendment. Technically, it's not the government censoring people, it's a private corporation, and so that's their excuse. But here they are just complaining that people are still allowed on certain tech platforms to say facts and opinions that hurt other people's feelings.
Social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact, the kind of, you know.
The referees to determine what information will reach the masses is what he means.
Been eviscerated.
What information will be dumped down the memory hole, censored by omission.
To a certain degree. And people go, and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then.
Yes, we do choose certain independent news outlets, non-corporate conservative media, and independent media analysts.
Then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this.
It's really a lot harder to brainwash the entire nation since the mainstream media is no longer the only source of information that citizens have. Hillary Clinton crawled out of the pit of hell to lead the charge and says that if anybody posts anything on social media that the Democrats deem is Russian propaganda, that they should be arrested.
Trump back in 2016, but I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
It'll be a better deterrence to stop people from criticizing Kamala Harris by arresting them. And as usual, it's not just ordinary speech that the Marxists are upset about. They're upset about the memes.
They believe that she is a communist, that she is a socialist. There are these memes going around with her dressed in a Mao Zedong suit with a cap that has a hammer and sickle. So that's what you're up against right now. And frankly, that's something that she has to address, not Governor Walz. She ultimately has to address this because these images that they have, that they have created, are actually taking off.
That's the thing that's what I find so frightening is that we're in an age where, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying. They're posting memes. Wait until they get a load of this one. Don't let Trump cheat. Demand voter ID and proof of citizenship. Paper ballot, in-person voting, and same-day results. Did you see Eric Swalwell melt down over the memes about the Haitian migrants' dietary habits?
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole.
And then because he had a meltdown over the meme, he then became a meme.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens.
I'd really like to see what Eric Fartsmell thinks of my new Cat Lives Matter shirt, which you can order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. This is available in a unisex tee or a woman's cut. To get the woman's cut, just click on the main tee on the listing on the homepage, and then scroll down a little bit, and it'll be there available to put in the shopping cart. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below, and check it out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat-